Listening to Brian Sussman on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It's 11 past 6 on KSFO. Sussman's Revolution, Proposition 8. The Supreme Court of California today decided it will review lawsuits contesting the legality of Proposition 8. Proposition 8, of course, marriage is between a man and a woman only. 52% of us voted as such a couple of weeks ago. I, quite frankly, am appalled that the California Supreme Court decided to hear this case. They should throw it out. Because, as I mentioned earlier, this was an amendment to the California Constitution, and the California Constitution allows for such amendments. And if the court disobeys this constitutional amendment by voiding Proposition 8, it will threaten the validity of all future constitutional amendments. And by the way, Jerry Brown, of course, as the state's attorney general, he's supposed to be an advocate of the people on this one. He can't be trusted to defend the will of California voters. Because this is the guy that altered the ballot language from being a constitutional amendment to put a, quote, limit on marriage to, quote, eliminates the right of same-sex couples to marry. He was trying to couch this as an elimination of rights amendment. It probably would have had even more people voting for it had he not changed that language. This guy can't be trusted. Neither can the governor of our state, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Most of the people end up voting for this amendment, and he's saying to all the protesters, you must go out there and fight. When I was bodybuilder, I used to pump it up. I was just telling you, pump it up, pump it up. Well, that's a paraphrase, but that's essentially what he said. Okay, I want to hear from you, 808-5600. I think this is a sad day. California Supreme Court should not even be hearing this case. They should have looked at all coming before them and said, we're tossing this out. We don't want to touch this. This is nonsense. But they didn't, because these are the same people who overturned Proposition 22 and invented gay marriage in the state of California. Let's go to the lines on KSFO. Hood, the caller at the top of the list. I'm having trouble with the calls. Okay, and we go to Ray, who's at the top of the heap. Ray, you're on KSFO. Go right ahead.
How you doing tonight?
Very good, Ray.
You know, with all due respect, I think a lot of times you've characterized domestic partnership as being, you know, equal in rights. And you've said that these couples can have that. Why do they want to be married? And I think you got to realize that only a very minority of employers extend benefits to domestic partners. So that's one of the things. You know, it's just not regarded the same. You lose out on a lot of benefits.
Well, then, Ray, why don't you guys work heartily to change those laws as opposed to trying to take over marriage?
Yes. But at the time, people have worked really hard.
Well, you need to work a little bit harder because I'm telling you, you can pretend like you're married, but you'll never be able to have the sexual union that heterosexuals have, which is at the very foundation of the biology that goes into marriage. So you can talk about not being equal, and in a sense, you're right. You're not equal because you can't perform the marriage act that we call the union.
Are you going to let me respond?
Please.
The same people that always say, you know, you can fight for that right are the same people that have blocked it the whole time and have been against those kind of rights. So it's almost forced the issue.
But Ray, it's silly to say that homosexuals can participate in marriage because, again, it's marriage has always been between a man and a woman. We're saying, okay, let's permit domestic partnerships. You guys can have that. There's no problem with that. If those laws aren't good enough for you, work as hard as you are to overturn Proposition 8, and you'll probably get your wish. That's what I'm saying on KSFO. I appreciate you checking in. Okay, let's go to Dan in Sonoma on KSFO. Dan, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Brian. Thanks so much. Opponents of Prop 8, one of their arguments, in fact, their main argument, is this is a racial or gender issue. Now, the thing is, to this day, there isn't a shred of proof that homosexuality is anything but a choice. If that's what they choose, that's their business. But until there is such proof that these people were literally born this way, there can't be any special laws to grant them. And that's how this should be challenged in court.
You're right. Of course, when you do mention that there is no empirical scientific evidence to lay claim to being born with this orientation, you are called a denier, you're called names, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But you're absolutely right, Dan. And even with that in mind, again, my point is marriage is between a man and a woman, and it has throughout all time in every society, religious or otherwise. And it's because Even biology insists that the male and female will be the foundation to propagate, to raise children. So that's marriage. That's what marriage is. It creates families naturally. If the homosexuals want to have something else, let them have it. Go at it, guys. I have no problem with that. Do your thing. Well, and to equate it to race, I think, is that's insulting to some people.
It's outrageous. It's truly outrageous. But the biggest handicap we have as conservatives is that the argument we should be bringing to the table is this is a moral issue, which you can't because of the separation of church and state, which is the biggest problem we have overall with all the issues.
Well, and again, a society creates every society sets the standards. And those standards are essentially moral law. Our society, as long as we've had this country, has said marriage is between a man and a woman. In fact, it never was an issue only until recently. I'm sure that to go back in time 50 years, that's all, just 50 years, 40 years, 30 years. And if somebody were to hear that we were having this debate today, they would say, what in the hell is happening in America?
But what do you base those moral laws on? And that's my other point.
Right.
To have a moral and religious foundation to base these laws on, and that's been thrown out.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Well, this is why, you know, George Washington in his farewell address said, you know, without morality and virtue, the public was going to be a failure. Because you're going to have issues like this coming up left and right from the left. Here is John in San Jose, and John, you're on.